The next day, after the morning parade, Sharp left the fortress and walked to a place from where he could see for miles across the winter landscape. The far hills were stark and pale, sharp as steel against the sky's whiteness. The wind was cold, a wind to sap the strength of men and horses. If Vivar did not move soon, he thought, then the Spaniards' horses would be unable to march. Sharp sat alone at the track's edge where the hillside fell steeply away. He gathered a handful of pebbles, each about the size of a musket ball, and shied them at a white boulder some 20 paces down the hill. He told himself that if he hit it 5 times running, then it would be safe to march on the cathedral city. The first 4 pebbles struck clean, bouncing off into the weeds and scree of the slope. He was almost tempted to throw the 5th askew, but instead the pebble bounced plumb from the boulder's centre. God damn it! But he was mad. Last night, overcome with the solemnity of the occasion, he'd allowed himself to be swept away by Vivar's skilled telling of an ancient myth. The banner of a saint dead 2,000 years? He threw another pebble and watched it skim over the boulder to fall into a patch of ragweed, which in Spain was called St. James's Grass. He stared into the far distance, where a frost still lay in those folds of the hills which the sun had not yet touched. A wind fretted at the high tower and thick bulwarks of the fort behind him. The wind felt immeasurably clean and cold, like a dose of common sense after the wit-fuddling darkness and candle stench of the night before. It was madness, goddamn madness. Sharp had let himself be talked into it, and he knew he had also been influenced by Louise's enthusiasm for the whole idiotic business. He threw a whole handful of the pebbles, which, like canisters splitting apart from a cannon's muzzle, spattered about the white boulder. Footsteps sounded behind Sharp, stopping a few paces away. There was a pause, then a surly voice. "You wanted me, sir?" Sharp stood. He pulled his sword straight, then turned to stare into Harper's resentful eyes. Harper hesitated, then took off his hat in the formal salute. "Sir?" "Harper." Another pause. Harper glanced away from the officer, then looked back.
"'Tisn't fair, sir. Not at all, sir."
"Don't be so bloody pathetic. Whoever expected fairness in a soldier's life?" Harper stiffened at Sharp's tone, but would not flinch from it.
"Sergeant Williams was a fair man. So was Captain Murray."
"And they're dead, man. We don't stay alive by being agreeable, Harper. We stay alive by being quicker and nastier than the enemy. You've got the stripes.